Hi, welcome to another episode of I Own a Business, where we focus on helping practice owners grow the practice of their dreams. I'm your host, Dr. Steve Vargo, and I have with me Melissa Jacobson and Christine Schneider. Christine is co-founder of RevCycle Partners and OneSpot, and you may recognize Christine because it's the second time she's been on. She's been on a guest on a previous episode, so welcome back, Christine.
Thank you, Steve.
And we also have Melissa, who is the Director of Operations for RevCycle Partners. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
What I think I'll ask you to do real quick, and maybe Christine, we'll start with you, is just describe your role with the company. And for those who aren't aware of RevCycle Partners, could you just briefly describe what the company does?
Absolutely. So I am the Executive Vice President of Operations with RevCycle Partners and with OneSpot. So I am in charge of overseeing all of the various services and implementations that we have regarding our customers and our deliverables. So RevCycle Partners is an outsourced billing service, so we can handle tasks like your actual billing for insurance. We handle credentialing, and we also handle verifications. OneSpot is our newest venture. It is technology. So if you have an in-house biller, but maybe looking to find a better way to prioritize and organize and have visibility into what is happening with your billing and with your accounts receivable, OneSpot is that technology.
OneSpot is really interesting, and we'll get more into that later, but I think you found that filled that gap between offices that are wondering, should I outsource my billing or should I do it in-house? But I'll let you describe exactly what the company does a little bit later. So thanks for that description. And then Melissa, what is your role with the company?
Yeah, so I am the director of the billing operations, really focused primarily on the RevCycle partner side of things. I've been with the company for several years now, and you know, prior to coming to RevCycle Partners, actually, I worked for a local optometry practice here in the area. We had 10 locations, some subleases, LensCrafters and Pearle Vision. So I have kind of taken all of that real world knowledge and applied it over the last 5 years here at RevCycle Partners to help build our billing operations up.
Thank you. And so clearly, we're going to be talking about billing, and I was describing before that I think this is only the second time we've done this with more than just me and one other person on the call. So I'll let you guys do a virtual thumb wrestle over who's who wants to answer the questions, but I'll throw them out there. But here's where I'd like to start. Obviously, there's a lot of operational tasks that go into owning a practice. And clearly, from what I hear, and I think you already know this, one of the most challenging is billing. It's third-party billing. It's complex. A lot of offices lack the staff or they lack the internal expertise. It's hard to get another human being on the phone if you have questions. So from your perspective, where do eye care practices continually get stuck when it comes to insurance billing?
Yep. So I think, yeah, you want to
go ahead?
No, please. I think there certainly are a number of areas that can be difficult. The first and probably most common issue that we see is just a lack of overall visibility, lack of understanding really about where to look, when to look, what exactly even to look at. You know, I think individuals often kind of stumble into the billing role in a lot of ways. You know, when we talk to potential employees, for example, most of the time they tell us they're self-taught, you know, and with that comes a variety of issues. You don't know what you don't know is the old adage, I think, right? So making sure that you understand your PMS well, that you know, understand what is being billed, what's not being billed out, making sure you're following up on things, knowing how to run safety net reports and, you know, making sure that you're looking not only at your numbers, but your notes about the billing operations in general on a very regular basis, I think is incredibly important. It seems to be an area that a lot of people overlook or just don't even really know to look at.
You say self-taught. I'm sorry, Christine, you're going to say something. That term caught my attention because it's a scary proposition. And what I hear a lot, I'm sure you hear it as well, is from practice owners, oftentimes the doctors will say, I thought my biller understood this better, or I hired somebody with the experience and I thought he or she had more knowledge, and they get into a lot of trouble with money, with accounts receivable. And sometimes there's nobody else there with the proper understanding to do the oversight to make sure that the biller's doing it right.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's challenging because we all want to believe that we know exactly what we're doing, you know, and most of the time their intentions are true. They really do feel like they're knowledgeable and they understand exactly what's going on with every claim and how to bill every insurance, but it's a difficult topic that's always changing, and making sure that you fully understand all of the rules can be even more challenging. It really does take a village when it comes to billing.
Christine, I think you were going to say something before.
I was just going to take on to Melissa and, you know, her comments about, you know, figuring it out and, you know, really kind of being thrown into the fire. It's, you know, taking that knowledge and, you know, a lot of times it's sitting inside somebody's head, or it's written down on these post-it notes in various places, or it's on this spreadsheet, you know, but the other part of it is sitting someplace else, whether it's the PMS and all that, and being able to have everything come together into, you know, one area where you're picking out all of that knowledge, all of that, you know, here's what you need to do. It's hard, you know, and everybody wears different hats inside of the practice, and a lot of times they're multiples. So, you know, having that dedication and having that ability to really know where to look, what to do, where to go is really critical.
There's also the argument of, should we even understand this? Is this really where our core competency should lie? As I see more and more practices outsourcing billing, I still get the question, should I do it in-house or should I outsource it? And I think that's a valid discussion to have. However, in my mind, I oftentimes go back to, is this something that should even occupy a lot of time for an owner? Let me maybe jump ahead. I was going to ask this later, but if someone came to you and said, hey, should I do this in-house or should I outsource it? What are some of the criteria that you would give them to help make that decision?
I think the first question I would ask is, do you have the time for that? Do you have somebody, whether that is you yourself or a dedicated staff member, who really can, on a very regular basis, have not only quiet time, but focused time to spend on the billing operations? There are so many moving parts to it, as I mentioned before, and the rules seem to always be changing. Asking someone to wear a billing hat in addition to, you know, a front desk hat or an office manager hat or an optician's hat, that can be very challenging. And often we see that there just really isn't enough time in the day. They find those claim denials as they're processing a payment and they set it aside. It gets put in a stack somewhere on their desk, and with every good intention of coming back to it, but they just never really have the time. There are many situations that require phone calls to payers, or, you know, phone calls to patients, just really some lifelines to friends to even understand really what's going on with a claim. Some research is needed. And if they don't have the dedicated time for that, they're not going to be successful. So I really think the first and most important question is, do you have the time for it?
It seems to be one of those aspects of running a business, running a practice, that there's a very high opportunity cost. Because when you are spending a lot of time, and it's time consuming, so the issue of, is there enough time? We're talking about a task that can be very time consuming, but that's the opportunity cost there with that employees. What are they not doing that they could be doing? What could they be spending their time on that's driving more revenue, that's driving better customer service. And that's where sometimes my mind goes back to, is this really something that that practice should be focused on, especially as we're in a time right now where a lot of practices are saying that I can't find people. If you do have limited staff, how are you going to best utilize that staff so you get the highest ROI? And then if you've got somebody that's not doing it well, there's a high cost to that as well, because now you're dealing with fixing a lot of mistakes. You're dealing with high accounts receivable, not knowing how to handle denied claims, not getting paid. There's obviously a lot of cost tied to that as well. Let's jump to technology, because technology has really changed the game. It plays a much bigger role in a lot of aspects of business ownership than it did 5, 10, 15 years ago. So how has technology solved some of these issues? And maybe the other side of that question is, has it solved? Is there areas where it hasn't solved, or it's even made things worse? EHR by design is supposed to make things more efficient. That hasn't always worked out, right? It's complex. So what are some areas that technology has played a role in billing?
Go ahead, Melissa.
So, you know,
your favorite topic.
I know. I do think that technology has made some things a bit easier, right? It's really connected the billing community. As I mentioned, you know, a couple of times, I feel like billing is a team effort. It really takes a community, not only a team effort in the office, certainly, but a team effort amongst billers in general. The knowing who to reach out to as a lifeline when you have a denial that you're just not quite understanding, or knowing where to find resources from the payer, such as a provider manual that can help you navigate some of those more difficult situations. Information's at our fingertips now, right? So in a lot of ways, that's helpful. We see billers turning to things like social media all the time now to connect with fellow billers. And, you know, that can be very beneficial and sometimes lead to answers. On the flip side of that, I think that knowledge at our fingertips or information at our fingertips has almost overcomplicated it as well. It often does lead to incorrect answers. I think you have to be very cautious when seeking information from just the general internet, as we all know with a variety of topics. If you're just going to go search Google, you're probably going to find some misinformation as well. So technology has both connected us in ways that it never did before, but it is also making it almost more difficult to weed through to find the true answer or to really uncover the answer that you're looking for.
Are you telling me there's bad information on the internet and some of these social media groups or chat rooms are giving bad advice? Is that what you're saying, Melissa?
Oh, I did not put those words in your mouth.
Okay. I'll say it. Yeah, I think you have to be real careful with what you get in a, I agree completely. It's a wonderful aspect of this world now that we have so much connectivity, but validating the advice and the recommendations you're getting, I think, is always a good practice. Christine, I'm sorry. This is the problem with three people in the room. I knew there's going to be some toes getting stepped on. So
all good. It's all good. You know, I to your comment too about the PMS, right? I mean, every PMS is wanting to say that you can do everything in one place. But the reality is there's no one place for billing. Like, nobody has focused or shined a light into what we do every day to make our jobs easier. It isn't a one-stop shop inside of a PMS. It's the clearinghouse. It's the payer portals. It's the social media groups. It's, you know, the Googles. It's going to the payers, you know, LCDs and articles and things that they've got published out there to try to piece together how we need to do our job or to understand how to do the job. So, you know, in that respect, you know, technology has failed greatly. You know, I'd like to think we're starting on changing that, you know, hopefully with OneSpot and the things that we've built internally for our team and managing our business. But, you know, it's definitely an area that has been overlooked.
I get asked a lot, because I think a lot of things you're talking about, people can definitely relate to in terms of billing, the question I get asked a lot is, what are other practices doing? And I've realized people really like to know what other practices struggling with the same things are doing. Do you have any examples of maybe some best practices that helps these practices solve some of these perennial problems of insurance building? And maybe that's a good lead into what we'll talk about next, which is OneSpot, because I think that's obviously a solution that fills some of these needs. But anything come to mind in terms of areas of best practices that you've seen some of the practices you work with lean into?
I think it's most important to do kind of three big things, right? Think about it, talk about it, and write about it. I think you need to have billing almost on your mind all the time. So much of the success of a practice is dependent upon a successful billing process. You see the patient, if they're not a cash pay patient, right? If they have insurance, so much has to happen, not only before that patient arrives in your door, but after they leave as well. And if you're not careful, you're going to be doing the work and not getting paid for it. So you need to be thinking about how billing is happening in your office, all steps of the billing process. And you need to be thinking about it constantly, thinking about how you can improve it, thinking about what education is needed for your team, thinking about what systems are being used and if they're efficient. And I think you need to talk about it. Go to the people that are doing the job and ask them what the pain points are. It might be pain points. The biller may be experiencing pain points with the front desk staff not getting eligibility and benefits every time. It might be pain points where the patients are not properly coming in prepared for their appointments and bringing their insurance cards. Those that are intimately aware of it because they're doing it every day, they're gonna know. And asking them those questions can be invaluable as well. Then I think you also need to write about it, right? Meaning that follow-up process, that documentation of what is going on with those insurance claims, you have to do that. Every claim, you need to be following up on it. If it isn't paid within 45 days or so, you need to be asking why and documenting the efforts that you're taking on those claims, regularly returning to it as well, and making sure that you are getting paid before those claims hit timely filing denials, or, you know, they get so old that you can't collect from the patient if there is money due from the patient in the end. It's very important that it is at the forefront of your mind all the time.
Absolutely.
So what it sounds like is there has to be a good system in place, and I don't believe all practices have that. Listening to you talk, and I'm jotting down some things, here's some things that were said throughout the conversation. There's a lot of moving parts. It takes a team effort. You need to have billing on your mind all the time. So much has to happen. You need to think about it constantly. It's a lot of work, the billing aspect, and it is very complex. Probably a good segue into OneSpot, because one of the words as I was reading up on OneSpot that gets mentioned is simplify. I think that the design there was intended to simplify that process. So can we dig into that software? How does that make the lives easier of practices and billers who might not be ready to completely outsource it, or might not want to do that, but yet still deals with a lot of the challenges that you're talking about and would like the process to be less complex and more simple?
Yeah, I think, with OneSpot, and Melissa, you're welcome to jump in and talk about it as well. I know you're very passionate about our endeavors and what we're doing and what we're building to help make things easier just all around in terms of billing and in terms of helping the practice. But, you know, the idea of OneSpot is to pull out all of the details that go into billing a claim and to put it into one place for the biller to prioritize their work, to be able to organize their work, understand the different payer sites that you are working with and how to navigate them, where you're going to go to find information, whether it's claim status, whether it's payments. It's going to be putting in front of you the visibility of logging in, and the very first thing that you see is your aging buckets, and they're pretty colors to tell you, you know, what's happening inside of each of those, showing you the net differences between aging updates and uploads, and, you know, really, I think opening the communication between the doctor, the office manager, and the biller to be able to all utilize this technology to understand what is happening with the billing. So it's helping the biller do their job. It's helping the biller prioritize, organize. It's giving the owner the visibility inside of, well, you know, what's going on? Are these claims being worked? They can see the notes and see the activity and the details and the things that are happening with that. Melissa, do you want to shed any light to any more specifics or?
Yeah,
Melissa, can I jump in real quick? Because I definitely want to get your thoughts on it. But just something before I forget that jumped out at me was the mention before of it. This has to be a team effort, but so often it's not a team effort. In fact, a lot of times it's one person in the office that understands the billing. And what we see sometimes is that one person can become very territorial over that role as a means of job security. And I've heard from plenty of practices that told me, I feel like my biller's holding me hostage, because at the extreme, I've heard of billers that won't train somebody else because they're afraid that they'll lose that job security there. So I really like the component where you mentioned visibility and multiple people having access to the information. So Melissa, I'd love to get your thoughts on that and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're spot on there, right? That information sharing is probably the most valuable part of OneSpot, because it does take all of that information out of the biller's head and off of the pages in the binder and off of the sticky notes sticking around the computer and out of the Excel spreadsheet that's living somewhere in the computer, and it puts it in one spot, right? It puts it somewhere that everyone has access to, because while most people feel like there's a singular person handling billing, you know, that's really not true. Everybody in the office plays a role in that billing process, in that revenue cycle, whether that is somebody getting insurance information from the patient, whether that is somebody verifying benefits, or it is somebody coding an exam and making sure that the procedures are properly ordered and the diagnoses are considered medically necessary. It might be somebody actually submitting the claim, be it through a clearinghouse or on a payer portal. It might be somebody different who's ordering glasses, and that in and of itself is filing the claim. Yes, there's a very significant portion of that is after that claim submission. And that is usually handled by the biller or, you know, somebody tasked with posting payments and reconciling accounts receivable. But really, that process involves everybody in the office. So looking at it from that point of view and making sure that everyone's knowledge, everyone's information is getting put in a place where anybody can access it. Heaven forbid, if something happens to that biller, you're not going to be stuck up a river without a paddle, right? That continuity will be there to make sure that tomorrow things continue and those claims still get filed, those payments still come in, you know, that we know even where to go looking for things.
I think there's another benefit to this that all too often we don't think about in terms of having more people that actually understand what's going on with the billing. The optometry billing process often involves a lot of coordination between the practice, insurance providers, and the person that we haven't talked a lot about yet, the patient. A lot of communication with the patient as well. And the patient's reaction when something goes wrong with the insurance, it's always going to fall to the practice. So would you say that this helps with that aspect of it as well? Not only internally understanding how insurance works better, but also the ability to more easily, more clearly communicate to the patient.
Absolutely. It's really the timeliness aspect, making sure that you recognize very quickly if maybe qualifications haven't been met for a procedure, or a diagnosis is not going to be considered medically necessary, or if your insurance information that you were given at the time of the exam isn't accurate, being able to identify that very early in the life cycle of that claim, reaching out to the patient, getting corrected information, talking about, you know, setting up a payment plan if needed or something along those lines. The sooner you take action, the more successful you're going to be. If you don't recognize that issues exist until 6 months, 9 months, 2 years down the road, that patient is going to be upset when you reach out to them and tell them that they have a bill. You may make the decision to write it off and not even try to collect it, but that's lost revenue too. So, you know, to avoid the lost revenue or to avoid the upset patient that perhaps chooses to leave the practice over that, making sure that you have exposure to it, that you're looking at it timely, is very important.
I'm going to close out here. I'm going to put each of you on the spot a little bit, but I'm just going to ask you to if you had one piece of advice to an optometry practice looking to improve their billing operations, what would it be?
Mine would be to be curious. You should be curious, go looking for information, ask the questions, hold your people accountable. Find out what additional resources are out there to make your life, their life, more efficient, more effective. You know, it's a painful process, but it doesn't always have to be. So be curious, ask the questions, and find the easier way.
Well, heartily echo that. Conversation is everything. You know, understanding, you know, talking about the pain points, talking about needs or dreams or wants and the why behind it. Everybody does play a part in it. So having those conversations to really understand what's happening in your practice and maybe identify what you can do better is always good.
Well, thanks to both of you. This was very helpful, a very topical conversation. And on the curiosity topic, I'm going to ask the listeners to be curious and go look into OneSpot and RevCycle Partners. Christine, where can people find out more information?
They can visit our websites. So we have revcycle-partners.com, and then we also have onespotbilling.com to find out more information about what each of them do. But there's also a contact us and a sales email also with those sites. Also, welcome to reach out to myself or Melissa directly if you have questions. My email is cschneider@revcycle-partners.com. Melissa?
And mine is mjacobson@revcycle-partners.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And I'll mention here too that you are vendor partners with iDoc. So if you're a iDoc member, you can certainly just reach out to your account manager as well, and they'll have information. But it's really interesting software that you've created, and I think you filled a real need, filled a gap that a lot of practices are looking for. So congratulations on doing such great work with that, and really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So thanks to our guests, and thanks everyone for listening. And if you would like more information about iDoc and how we work with ODs to help them grow their practice, you can find out more at iDoc.net. So thank you all for listening.